Now is Dr. John?
You know, he's passed, but I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. He coined that whole thing, the war on drugs. Dr. John Dybin, an addiction specialist, joining us. Doctor, good morning. War on drugs, is it over? Have we acquiesced now, or you know, with all the legalization coming up of say marijuana and some other things? I know there's still some illegal stuff, but is there really a protracted effort against drugs still going? Yes or no?
Well, I think we have, first of all, the war on drugs, essentially, you're right, it was Nixon, it was 1971.
That's right.
And this idea of the war on drugs was if we put enough punishment and enough prevention out there, we will keep people from using drugs, and so we will, keep people from developing addiction and dying and such. And it has long since been proven that it's a miserable failure. So we're certainly punishing more people for using drugs. And, you know, in 1980, we had about a little bit less than 50,000 people in prison. By 2015, we had almost 500,000. So we're putting, and yet in that time, we're putting people in jail, but in that time, a drug overdose has become the leading cause of accidental death in the United States. It's amazing. So what we've got to realize is that the war on drugs always missed the point. And the point is this, that people will use drugs, whether that drug is alcohol, whether that drug is marijuana, whether it's cocaine, whatever it is, and a percentage of those people will develop a disease. And it's that disease of addiction. Anywhere from 11 to 20% of people who use drugs, depending on what study you're looking at and what drugs, are going to develop this disease. And if they do, that's where the social problems come in, because when you develop that disease, your brain changes.
Yeah.
It drives you to get the drugs no matter what. That's where crime comes in. That's where deaths come in. And that is a health care issue. And for, you know, since the 70s, we've been trying to treat it as a law enforcement issue, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. So the war on drugs most certainly is a miserable failure. But the bigger thing is that we're not putting money and effort into treatment of the disease. That's the only way.
So, doctor, are you? And I agree with you. This is a biochemical thing, isn't it? Just the way you said that you could take 10 people and they'll all get high off a pot or maybe using cocaine recreationally, and what, 9 out of 10 of those people cannot do it for another 6 or 8 months, but there is that one person who will have a biochemical predisposition to this, right?
There is no question. It is a neurobiological disease, the disease of the brain. And in the past 15 years, especially with Neuro Volkov in the National Institutes of Drug Abuse, we have done so much research. We are looking at the brains and SPECT scans and functional MRIs, and we know that this is a fact, that people have a change in the brain where the part of your brain, the prefrontal cortex, where your judgment, your morals, your impulse control, well, that, when you develop addiction, that gets less and less blood flow, and your brain essentially goes into a survival mode. So imagine if you were starving to death. If you were starving to death, no matter how smart you are, educated you are, no matter how good of a person you are, you will do anything to get food. And what addiction is it's a disease that puts the brain in a survival mode. So essentially, a person feels and is compulsively needs to obtain and use drugs, just like a person who's starving to death would do anything to get food.
Dr. Dybin, is it possible for somebody to kick the habit? Is that possible?
I see it all the time. But I'll say that it almost always requires professional help. It's like anything else. Is it possible for someone to get diabetes under control? Is it possible for someone to be in remission from cancer? Absolutely, if they get the right help. I see every day, I see not only the lives that are destroyed, but I see the fathers that are restored to children, the husbands restored to wives, the children restored to parents. Recovery absolutely is possible.
So there is hope then?
There absolutely is hope. If you get help, there is hope without question. Most of the people, many of the people that I work with, some of my closest friends, are people who were in the absolute, I mean, death's door because of this disease, got help, and are incredibly healthy, productive, wonderful people today.
Dr. John Dybin, addiction expert. Doctor, thanks, as always, for joining us here on the Talk of Connecticut. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. You know, Brad, he has such a valid point. I know. You know, listen, I went to college in the late 70s and early 80s, okay?
That's when it was, yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. If in 5 minutes, Brad, I could have gotten, in my dorm, I could have gotten pills, Quaaludes, hashish, marijuana, cocaine. Now, to his point, I knew students that I was with who could, let's face it, smoke a joint at a party, do something, and not do it for another 6 to 8 months. But I also had friends who, like Dr. Dybin said, had a genetic predisposition in their brain chemistry that that they would have to smoke pot 4 or 5 times a week.
You're kidding.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I went to school with a lot of functioning, high-functioning, smart, funny, wonderful potheads. You know, did I smoke? Yeah, I did. Maybe once every 2 or 3 months. It was at a party. It was passed out. Would I ever buy the stuff? Of course not. Because I did not have the genetic makeup in my brain that I became addicted. To me, I tried. And I was like, yeah, but I could never see myself having to buy it. You know what I mean? It was whatever, I'll have a beer instead. You know what I mean? But like Dr. Dybin said, it's all your brain chemistry, Brad. I knew guys that smoked once a year, and that's it. It's a waste of money. I'd rather go have a beer. Then I knew guys and gals who, I'm telling you, Brad, 2, 3, 4 times a week, they'd be lighting up right in my dorm.
You know,
it's a human brain.
I don't know why, but I've never had any pot.
Now, you know what's interesting, Brad?
I never had any.
Now, you know what's interesting?
And I'm not just saying
that. No. I've smoked marijuana before. Now, I have never had a cigarette.
What?
I have never had a cigarette. Never. I've had no desire. It just doesn't. I've never had a cigarette.